from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Christmas is only 3 days away and you're still waiting for delivery of some gifts you ordered online. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi has advice to keep porch pirates from snatching your packages from your front door. Among that advice is having someone in the neighborhood beat the pirates to your porch.
We also recommend the use of doorbell cameras or some other safety features that will at least help the police capture a glimpse of the person who made off with your treasures.
That's not a guarantee of recovering those treasures, but DePozzi says it will help identify the thief. And if you see someone lurking around your neighborhood, call police. DePozzi says at the very least, officers can determine the legitimacy of them being there. After several years' absence, an outdoor skating rink is back in the schoolyard at Schumacher Public. Jasmine Chenier is leading the volunteer effort that has the rink already open for anyone to use. She says at least a dozen people are helping.
Those people are shoveling, helping flood, going out with their snowblowers on those bigger snowstorms. So we've had amazing people step up in the community.
If you want to volunteer or make a donation towards benches and a warming station, go to the Schumacher Neighborhood Watch Facebook page. Skating is available 24 hours with lights allowing that. Canada's discount airlines received the most complaints about service this year. Canadian Transport Agency data from April to September has Flair Airlines with the highest number at 13 for every 100 flights. Air Transat had the lowest complaint rate. As for international flights, Qatar Airlines had the highest score. It could take weeks to get some systems back online at Toronto's Sick Kids Hospital. It was the victim of a ransomware attack on Sunday. While emergency and urgent care have not been affected, clinical teams are experiencing delays in getting lab and imaging reports, which could result in longer wait times for patients. Scheduled appointments and procedures are still going ahead, and it doesn't appear that personal information was part of the attack. The Toronto Police Service, along with the OPP and the province, are working with the hospital to investigate. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.